fault of a person. So a person should feel, if a person talks to me about my fault, that he's actually helping me, he's generous to me. Because he told me something that is wrong with me. And if somebody praises me, I should feel that this person is really deceiving me. He's putting me in deception to myself. Like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when somebody would come and he would praise him, he'd tell him, like, you're really deceiving me. So we should feel that the person who was telling me something of my faults, that he's really being like generous. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, he used to go in disguise at night, and he would go and ask the people, the citizens, what do you think about your king? What do you think about your king? What do you think about Dawood? Is he just or is he not? Is he just or not? Does he deal with you in the right way or no? So people would say, no, he's very good, he's very good. He's very just. But then one angel who came into a figure of a human, he said, he asked him, Sayyidina Dawood asked him, what do you think about the king of this country? He said, no, he's good. He's good, but there's only one thing, that he doesn't spend from his own money on himself. He takes from Baitul Mal. He said, this is the only issue that he has. So even though he was the king and it was his own treasury, but he said to himself, from today I'm not gonna take a single dime from Baitul Mal. So because of this type of taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ability to mend the iron as he wishes. And he was able to sell that and make money out of it. So the Khulafa and the Umara, they used to ask people about, what do you think about my Imara, my Khilafah, how am I dealing? This is their characteristics, this is their qualities. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, in his time, people used to, even the non-Muslims, they used to see that this is how Khilafah should be like. This is how a leader should be like. Everybody would, they would agree to how Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to deal with this, with the people and judge them. And how he used to, rule over the Muslims. So it comes in the riwayah that there are four qualities that a person, any ruling person, should have. One is that he should be soft but not weak. He should be soft but not weak. He should be difficult on himself, strong in himself, but he should be soft with others. When it comes with deen issues, he should be soft. When he has to do with his own personal things, he should be hardened and strong. However, he should not be weak. He should not be weak. This is not a quality of a leader, where because of the people, he fears that maybe if he makes a certain decision that people will become upset at him and they won't agree with him, then he won't take that right decision. Any person who is like that, he's not fit to be a leader, and Allah will not take work from him. Thank you. sometimes a person would be put into a test that if he would make this decision, would he get a bad name, or people say, well, no, he's really good. So if this person, he takes a decision because he's fearing that maybe if I take the other decision, people will give me a bad name or they will put me down, then if he takes that decision, then even though he takes this decision, still Allah will put him down. So this is really like you're hiding the truth, and whoever hides the truth, then this person Allah will not take, he will not take word from him. So whoever has four qualities, then he is from the people who are rightful for the khilafat of this work, the leader of this work. So he's soft, but he's not weak. And with regards to deen issues, he's strong, but he doesn't have bad akhlaq. He doesn't have bad manners. And he spends in the proper way, but he is not a bakhil. He's not stingy. And he's generous, but he's not wasteful. He's generous, but he's not wasteful. So these four qualities, if any of these are missing, any of these four, then all three of the rest are useless. These four, each one of them, they are lazim and majrur, meaning they have to be together, all four of them. One of them is missing, then all the rest are useless. Said Umar Ghulam said that the responsibility of the deen of Allah will only be upheld by that person who does not show off, he's not greedy, and he is not worried about his own pride. He's not worried about his pride. That whoever does this work so that people can be able to get get attention, so he can get attention from the people, then this person will be cut away from this work. So the fourth thing, Sayyidina Umar is saying that he does not care about istiqbal, he doesn't care about attention. You're not calling towards Allah, you're calling towards the people to get attention to you. You can get attention from them. Then Allah will cut this person away from the work. Don't use this work as a means for you to get attention from the people. He doesn't want pride. He doesn't want honor. And he does not hide the truth. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, he said, by Allah, I don't know, am I a king or am I a khalifa? I'm not going to judge for myself. I want you to judge for me, he tells people who are sitting here in the gathering. So because I don't know, am I a khalifa or am I a king?
Soft but not weak.
If I am a king,
on himself, but soften others.
But then this is a very big disaster and it's very dangerous. If I am dealing with you like a king, then this is a very dangerous situation for me. Then one person said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, said, of course there's a difference between a king and a khalifa. There is a difference. The difference between them, because there is a difference, because a khalifa is the one who, wherever sources he gets money from, and he spends it in the rightful places. He gets the sources from the right places, and he spends it on the right places. However, the king, he takes it unjustly, and he gives it unjustly also. This is the king. So that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu remained quiet when he heard this. He didn't say anything. Then Sayyidina Salman radiallahu anhu said, he said that if you take one dirham from anyone and you give it to anyone unjustly, then you're a king and you're not a khalifa. If you spend even one dirham unjustly, then you're a king and you're not a khalifa. Then he started saying, Umar, when he heard this, he started crying. Another riwayah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, where there was Sayyidina Talha, Salman, Sayyidina Ka'ab, they were all there sitting in the gathering. He said, I'm going to ask you a question, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu saying, I'm going to ask you a question, and look, don't lie to me. If you don't tell me the truth, if you don't tell me clearly because of fear, and you start praising me just because you're afraid, then I'm going to be destroyed and you're also going to be destroyed. You're going to put me into destruction and you put yourselves into destruction. So I ask you, for the sake of Allah, tell me the truth. Am I a king or am I a khalifa? Sayyidina Talha al-Zubayr radiallahu anhumah, both of them said, you're asking us such a question that we don't know, are you a king or a khalifa? We don't know. Sayyidina Salman radiallahu anhu, he said, with such conviction, he said that my blood and my flesh give witness that I say this with complete conviction, then you are definitely a khalifa and you're not a king. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, that if you say this, then you're saying the truth. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one time was sitting in a gathering. Sayyidina Sulaiman radiallahu anhu said, okay. He said, now Sayyidina Sulaiman radiallahu anhu said that because you take it justly and you spend it justly and you deal with your subject in such a way where a person will deal with his own family, and you make faisala with the Quran, you judge people with the Quran, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said that I don't know anybody sitting in this gathering who is more knowledgeable about the difference between the king and the khalifa. And Sayyidina Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, after that, he says, I also give you witness that you're a khalifa and you're not a king. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, you know, how is this? Khalifa dhaka, what makes you say this? Sayyidina Ka'ab radiallahu anhu said that I saw you were mentioned in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning the Torah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, did you see my name in the Torah? Is my name mentioned in the Torah? He said, no, your name is not mentioned, but your description is mentioned in the Torah. Your description is mentioned in the Torah. because that it mentions that there's going to be a Nabi, and then after that there's going to be this truthful Khalifa, then another truthful Khalifa, which is Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Then Sayyidina Ka'ab radiallahu anhu says that, in the Torah I find that your description is there. In the Torah it's written that there's going to be Nubuwa first, then Khilafah and mercy, meaning Khilafah in the same temperament of the Nubuwah. Then there's going to be another Khilafah, then another Khilafah, two, and they will also be under the same temperament of the Nubuwah. Then another Khilafah, same way. Then after that there's going to be kingdomship. There's going to be kingdomship, and then there's going to be unjust, there's going to be injustice ruling on the Muslimin.
Tribute dot Java Tabik dot Blogspot dot